There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven after the hour, as we invent things, we are here to invent in the next hour. Inventions are underscored. John Cremins, Doug Steffen on My Cool Inventions Radio, Monday, and then we have, well, we have sort of the cleanup from last week. The Dream Big America contest last Friday, John. Yeah. So I was talking to three good people who have great, great ideas. You can check them all out. John Keeter from MagnaClip, Eric Tonneson from Easy Faceplate, and Ashley West from Bloom Undergarments. They were all the finalists. They'd won in the month of March. We have a winner for the first Friday, the second Friday, the third Friday. Last Friday being the fourth, we put those winners together, and the winner comes up with all kinds of neat prizes, ways to promote his or her business. So we're here to do. Get people going, get people enthused, do a great job with the ideas that you have, and we're along for the ride to help you out as much as we can.
I was impressed with the pitches last week.
Yeah, they were good pitches.
Some great pitches.
Yep, they were very good pitches. I think the example, we lead by example here. We're trying to give you the enthusiasm, the wherewithal, and that includes knowledge. And we have a good time talking about things that are going on in the business world, things that are going on with people who've got great ideas. That's really the theory behind this program, this hour, every day, Monday through Thursday, brings in a different person each day. And then some of those people come back again. If you win, for example, last week, our winner was Rita Floyd Vester. The flat box lunchbox carried the day. She had 100%, didn't she? Or close to it?
Yes, she did.
Remember, Greg? Yeah, right. All right. So she'll be on the Dream Big America contest this Friday, with I think probably one of the winners from the week before, and then we'll tie it all together again. The month of April will give us the opportunity to have another big winner. Help is what we're here. Help is on the way. Let's see how we do with Rich Keogh, who will be on with us in a few moments. He's got a certain kind of pistol grip. I'm guessing that this is not for a gun, though, is it?
No, what it is, it's like a tablet holder. So imagine your iPad.
Would it be on a
grip that would fit on the bottom or the backside of the tablet.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it allows, let's say you're a doctor or you're someone in business and you're carrying your tablet around, where you can literally do the clicking of what you want. You have to click on it or hit your finger a couple times. You can do it by a trigger pulse.
Really?
So it's actually kind of a, I think, I'm assuming now, I mean, because when I read the description, that's kind of what I envisioned in my mind, but I think it's hooks up by Bluetooth.
Really?
It's like your headsets do and your speakers do. This would hook up the same way. So it's an interesting thing. It's now tablets seem to be everywhere.
Yep, they are. I used mine a number of ways over the weekend. You can use them, and so this maybe makes it easier for you to carry them around. All right, so we'll figure that out.
Yeah. The weekend, I was gonna I talked to Akos. He went up to the cottage show, which is kind of like our home show, sports outdoor show that we'd have in some of some of these halls that they have across the country.
Yeah.
And he was out pitching.
Really?
He was actually pitching one of his inventions on the crate. I wanted video so bad, Doug. You would not believe it. I was hoping like Celeste or somebody would take video because I've never seen him. Now listen to this. I've never seen him pitch at a home show.
Really?
I've never seen him pitch at any show.
It'd be like going down the boardwalk in Atlantic City and pitching Ginzu knives something.
Have you ever been to like a boat show or a home show and they have those guys in the booths? So they have guys in booths that are selling everything. And so he was doing that over the weekend. And by the time I think Saturday night rolled around, he was in pain.
Really?
Well, because he's standing. You're standing for almost 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling by the time he gets here, he's going to be almost crippled.
He's the ultimate pitchman. Akos Jankura, the solutionist, is how he's known. John Cremens is the doctor of shopology. They put together My Cool Inventions a couple of years ago. I came along because of my connection to Dream Big America. We were, in essence, doing the same thing, looking for people who have great ideas, trying to enhance their entrepreneurial skills, their business skills, their inventive streak, if you will. So let's see. Jim Hill, who has a grout machine, is on to tomorrow, some kind of...
Oh, wait, do you see that?
Grout.
Yeah. Wait, do you hear that one? We saw that one at the Houseware show.
Yeah.
It is a very cool invention.
Cool.
If you've ever cleaned or tried to, have tile floors, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the worst things to clean is the grout, right?
Yeah, right.
And this guy has the perfect... I mean, it is... I looked at Akos, I'm thinking, oh, my God. How do we miss this one? This is another one of those... You look at it going...
I can't get them off.
Yeah,
you can't make them all work.
But we found him, so he'll be on the show tomorrow. But it's a very cool engine too.
All right, so we're going down. We're highlighting some of the things that are in store for us this week. Keith Barkley has a container for soap that I'm guessing is new, different, and unusual.
This is from the Houseware show too. That was in Chicago a couple weeks ago. And this actually, do you on your sink at home or any of your sinks, do you have one of those soap dispensers?
I do.
So you have to go underneath there and unscrew it and put new stuff in and then screw it back in?
Oh, not that kind. I just have the bottle that's sitting by the side of the sink.
Oh, no. So, well, a lot of the new sinks that have these dispensers,
yeah,
right?
Yes,
and normally you have to go underneath.
Like water. You can get a water filter in the new sinks, too.
Yeah. So you go underneath and you just unscrew the little bottle, put the little thing back in, it has soap in it. Well, this guy came up with an invention that is, it's a huge container. And basically, it's a tube that runs from this container that runs into that. So the only thing you ever have to change is you just open the door of your cabinet, and the container's there. So you don't have to go under and unscrew it every time, and it's a complete mess. This guy just created another one of those weird, those cool inventions that works with that unit, but actually has it's maybe a gallon, 2 gallon of that stuff down below.
Really?
It's different, yeah.
I mean,
it's a different, but it's but it was interesting enough. I thought, I want to hear about it on the show and let them pitch it.
Yeah.
So just another one that we found when we were at the Houseware show in Chicago.
All right, and the final person on Thursday, Lee Martin, with some kind of a styler. It looks like hairstyle.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not really sure on that one yet. Yeah. Okay.
That's a rundown for this week. Now, if you want to vote on the Dream Big America contestant from last week. I just went through the people who are involved in this list. You can go to dreambigamerica.us. You'll see the story of all of the contenders, their story, the story of their business, pictures of them, and you can vote right there as well at dreambigamerica.us for the winner. And again, the prizes that this person will get for his company and his efforts or her efforts will be really significant. It's kind of a neat thing. So we'll keep voting until Thursday. If you're interested and you haven't voted yet, you're a small business person, you ought to pay attention to these people and support them in their quest to become the next big star, if you will, the next big cool inventor. So you can check all those folks out at dreambigamerica.us as well. So now I have in front of me the review of a movie that I went to see that we talked about. I think when I first started doing this with you, I remember talking about the movie The Wrecking Crew. It was the story. Wrecking Crew was the group of musicians during the 60s and the early 70s that were pretty much responsible for all of the music and all of the pop tunes, all the hit records, pretty much across the board, everything that was made here in Los Angeles, these guys were the musicians behind the singers. Astounding, astounding work.
So like the studio musicians and session musicians.
Yeah, that's where they were.
Okay.
Right, they were all behind the scenes. So what really happened here, the son of the drummer, his name was Tommy Tedesco. So his son, I think his name Denny or Donnie, decided he wanted to tell the story of his father and all these other people in the Wrecking Crew. So they had film around and interviews and stuff that were basically done on home cameras. All these people would sit around. They talked about the work that they did. Fascinating stuff for any of us that love that kind of music. So the reason I'm bringing it up here is because the movie was funded by a Kickstarter campaign. They were looking for, I think, $300,000 or $400,000. They ended up getting $3 or $4 million in order to produce this movie and get it out. So it's in theaters now. If you want to see the results, it's kind of Well, it's not out of the same, it didn't come from the same type of production house that did that Veronica Hill movie that was a Kickstarter movie as well. Remember they, I think they got...
Veronica Mars.
Right. They needed $2-3 million to finish it after it had been, the production company had run short. And they easily got the money, like, in 24 hours, and then they went on to get millions more. And it produced a movie that did well and was a good, it was a regular, full-length movie. I thought it was a good movie, frankly.
And what kind of theaters are these in, this movie?
What, the Wrecking Crew? I saw it at the Pico, the big movie theater that has, I think, 14 screens on it, which is on Pico, west side of Los Angeles. It's a big mall and a big theater.
I don't think
a lot of stuff starts in Los Angeles before it gets elsewhere.
Have you heard about this at all yet? No, she's shaking her head. Evidently, it's not made it to
Google. She's too young.
Google it.
Well, no, but she's in the know on that stuff.
Oh, yeah. These guys were the musicians for the...
great stuff.
The Monkees, Bing Crosby, Nancy Sinatra, Bobby Vee, Parsons Family, Mamas and the Papas, the Beach Boys, Simon and Garfunkel, the Grassroots, Carpenters, Glenn Campbell, everybody.
Sonny and Cher, Dean Martin, Nat King Cole.
Yep.
That's cool. This is very cool.
Studio.
I want to see this now.
Great story. Great story.
Now you've got me all in.
I'm glad that... Yeah, see, I guess you're going. All right, there he is. I got him going. John Kremens. We'll get going into other areas that affect you and business in this country. It's 18 after on My Cool Inventions.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Master, responsible.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
We're at 23 after the hour. My Cool Inventions Radio. John Creamans and Doug Steffen here, anticipating a good conversation in a few minutes with Rich Keogh, who's invented a pistol grip for your tablet. Meanwhile, we were just talking about the Wrecking Crew and how that movie came to be. This is something that has, and because I talk about it a lot, it captures my imagination. Maybe as a small business person, I'm always looking around because it's very hard for small businesses to get loans. I've never really had to borrow money. Well, I didn't have to until the economy went into the tank, as far as my business is concerned. And I learned a lot of stuff maybe I would consider having done it the hard way, John. The businesses that are up, most of the people that we have on this program, we feel that they're here because they have promise. And there are people, sometimes they get encouraged and they may go to a crowdfunding source, and because the bandwagon is rolling on this, you may get suckered into doing things that you might not want to do. However, having said that, it still is, for my money, pardon the pun, a great way to help startups and emerging small businesses, getting money, access to private capital. The public may support once they understand what you're doing, and that's why you would come on a program like this, as a matter of fact, to have people know what your business is about. But this equity crowdfunding thing, what you're doing is, in essence, I suppose, selling a portion of your business on the internet, or you're giving somebody something in return for their investing. If you look around at most of crowdfunding things, most of them have been less than $1 million. As a matter of fact, the average is about $200,000 over the last couple of years. But because the business world is now looking for this sort of thing, they're seeing how well it's work. The government, of course, wants to get into it and somehow or other get the Security and Exchange Commission involved to see whether there needs to be regulation, are there abuses, blah, 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 blah.
Well, it took a long time for them to even get to come into the ability to do it.
Yeah.
Originally, even when we were trying to create My Invent Fund, the hoops and ladders I had to go through.
Yeah,
because basically, they were thinking in the earliest times of this whole fundraising thing, they were thinking it's a way of laundering money.
Yeah,
and well, they were actually and they, so the, yeah, so they basically started to create all this regulation, try to figure out what they could do. Mm-hmm. So when they finally were able to offer any kind of equity when it comes to fundraising, it took a lot of it took a long effort to get there.
Well, but the thing that has made it worthwhile now, at least from my point of view, yeah. Equity crowdfunding is something where, let's say I want to have you invest in my radio program. I'd use it as a way to get advertisers, in a manner of speaking. Okay, you want to invest, make sure the program keeps going? Here's your way to win. And that's really what most of these are. If you have the people that are the most successful in these crowdfund operations have given you something of real value. And in exchange for that real value is money for them to help whatever it is that they're trying to do, whatever it is they're trying to, how they're trying to advance their business, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you just have to watch out. If you can read English and understand, I think that's all you really need to do, John, right? You look at the propositions.
I mean,
okay,
but it's just like when you invest. I mean, you have to do all your homework, right? So you have to go back and you have to figure out who these people are, what they are.
Yeah.
It really is. And so if you expect to see any of your money back, you better make sure that when you're doing it, if you're going to be involved in any of these, that you've done your research.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and hopefully there's enough research out there that you can find out something. And some of these people, you have no idea, right?
Yeah. No,
you don't. There's no research on them.
The Wild West, if you will. But still, it's a great way of raising money. I'm a big fan of it. So if you're in business, one of these folks, we'll ask these folks that we have on this week whether they've thought of a crowdfund. 28 after the hour on My Cool Inventions.
Hey, life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store or staples.com/signs for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GC.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Is what we are all about here. My Cool Inventions Radio with John Cremins and Doug Steffen. Akos is off selling or doing whatever
he does. He should be, I think he's at Pearson International right now. I think he's going to be heading back from Toronto.
All right. So let's get to, we have a job here, and that is to help people understand what's going on in our business world. A lot of people are excited by shows on TV like a Shark Tank. Some people watch American Idol, and this is a combination of those two things. We present somebody who's got an idea that has been vetted, and we hope that this idea is going to have some impact on the people who have come up with the idea and those who would be exposed to it. Because there's no, it's like buyer and seller, putting people together. That's what we're doing here in any number of ways. And once we find whether the idea has any merit, then there are ways we can maybe help them with financing, help them with getting their pitch better. We give them a 60-second time frame to pitch their product, and they need to have rehearsed all of this so they know how to fit it in 60 seconds. And then if you win, the people who get the thumbs up, normally, the range is about 80%, from what
it depends.
My experience here.
We've only had a couple that have gone bad, right? We've only had a couple.
Awful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We've gone the other direction.
It's like sadness. I mean, like, oh, man, you finally had a chance.
Yeah.
And you didn't take advantage of it.
Well, don't blow your chance, because this is an opportunity to be exposed to lots of people with your idea. Plus, you have experts who are really good. They've made their careers. John has made his career out of teaching people how to sell this stuff, or selling it actually himself on the air.
To the tune of $2 billion.
Right. Okay, don't you wish you had all that money right now?
Oh, you know what? Or now, here's one thing. This is an inside deal. Or if you had a commission like a regular salesperson.
Oh, yeah.
See, but you didn't know that.
Oh, here. All right, take 60 seconds and explain to those listening how the employment works. If you're a host on Home Shopping or QVC or whatever it is, how do you get paid?
Years ago, they did have a bonus structure in place. And basically, a host would go on air, and then they would pitch. They would have a certain amount of money they had to make for their three-hour block.
Right.
And if they made that, then they would get a bonus. Now, if they did it to 110% of that, then they would get double their bonus. And every 10% of on it, they would just triple, quadruple, you know, five times your bonus. I mean, it got pretty big, where actually your bonus would be more than what your salary was.
So,
but what happened was people started, you know, hard sell, right?
Mm-hmm.
And hard sell, what the shopping channels have found is that when you hard sell something, you get a lot of stuff back. Because you're getting people in the passion of the moment to buy something, then they regret it, then they send it back, and then your returns increase. So they said, okay, host, you can't do that anymore. You have to not, you know, hard sell. Okay.
General.
So basically what they did is they took the money that we would get for bonuses, put it in the salary, then it became a higher salary, but no bonus. And it got to the point where when I left, you know, when I semi-retirement, but I'm still a guest and everything on HSN. When I left, it was just basically you got your salary, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a certain amount of money.
So there's no incentive to selling more. Incentive at all.
Well, you still want to do that because you get the better time slots. So if anything, the only thing you get when you're a good salesman, that's why you, when you watch like an HSN or a QVC, their best salespeople, well, the people that, you know, make the most money or sell the most money, are anywhere from like 5 o'clock in the evening up until about 2 a.m. And that's their best. That's when the shopping channels make, I mean, a huge amount of money from 5 p.m. up until about 2 a.m.
Okay, so this is the explanation on how that works. I'm just thinking about how commission structures work. When you're selling a car, you get, I think, 4 points on what you've sold. If you're selling in a cosmetic counter, you get 10% of what you're selling, I think. We all work. My father used to be was a great clothing. As a matter of fact, he said, he was a clothing salesman for a long, long time for a big company that manufactured more suits and sport coats than anybody else in the country. And he didn't want to get paid a salary. He didn't want to draw. He just wanted to get commission. That was it. I don't want anything else from you guys. Pay me a commission. And I'm trying to remember. I think the commission was 4 or 5%. And he'd make $300,000 to $400,000 a year selling men's suits and sport coats. And that afforded him the time to play golf every day of his life. So
there you go.
That time, you know,
because once you get into salary, you're stuck, right?
Well, yeah, you are.
You can't make your own hours.
And then it always kills me. At the end of his career at this particular company, it's sort of like some of the radio stories that we read behind the scenes now. Salespeople are the most important people you have. They keep the lifeblood of the enterprise going no matter what it is. There are more salespeople than anything else. That's the biggest profession in the country. Selling. You got to sell everything that you buy, everything that you see has components in it that are all sold by a salesman. Everything salesman attached to it. Everything. So if you have somebody working for you and they're making a lot of money because they're selling a lot, why would you be stupid enough to fire them because they were making too much money? Oh, that guy's making too much money. Hello, they're bringing you business. What do you care how much money they're making as long as you're bringing them business?
Some shopping channels do that.
Yeah, well, it's not very bright.
That's the best thing to do is cut back on certain things, and that's not the thing you should be cutting back on.
No, it's really dumb.
That and training, making your salesman better, right?
Yeah, no.
All right.
Rich Hill.
Rich is probably standing by. And
he is.
We're glad to have Rich with us today here on My Cool Inventions Radio. Good morning, Rich.
How you doing, guys?
Good. We're glad you're here. I was trying to explain to Doug earlier in the show about what the tablet pistol grip is all about, and I actually have a picture of it on the website. But since you invented this, tell us a little bit about this. Why did you create something for, a better handling of a tablet?
Okay, so basically what happened was my wife gave me a tablet for our wedding, kind of as a small wedding gift. And as soon as I picked it up and started to use it, I realized that it didn't feel right the way I was holding it. It kind of felt awkward. It felt uncomfortable. And I'd been hearing a lot about how the tablet's going to be used by a lot of people for work, kind of for extended periods of time. I mean, now if you go to the doctor's office, you might see your doctor carrying a tablet, or people working in warehouses, or, you know, all different kinds of jobs. They use tablets all day. And I could only imagine, you know, it could cause strain or maybe some injury. So I did a little bit of research, and I found out that was true. That is the case. I found a Harvard study talking about people injuring themselves using tablets. And so I kind of got out my sketchbook, started drawing up some ideas, and I kind of came up with a solution that I thought was a little bit better to use to manipulate and use your tablet.
Okay, so how does this actually work? I'm looking at the picture on the website. So just describe it. I mean, it looks like it must be adjustable and would fit any tablet size.
Well, that's not exactly the case. My idea kind of was to maybe at first roll it out with the most popular tablets because I wanted something that would really hold it very snug. And so the way I approached it was I kind of put a pistol-style grip below the tablet, and the tablet actually gets docked into kind of a casing that holds it, and it holds it very securely and very tight.
So now how does this... I'm looking, it says it has a mouse click trigger. How do you use this thing? Because usually, I mean, I hold my tablet and I'm using it, my finger, and clicking on it and doing everything. So is this,
yeah,
does this grip thing have that same kind of mechanism?
Yeah, so that would work with Bluetooth. The trigger itself would work as an input or a mouse click or, you know, a finger tap on the actual device itself.
So you can actually program it to do whatever you need it to do.
Well, that would be used... You know, you would need cooperation from software manufacturers or like gaming makers to incorporate that into their device, which isn't unheard of. I mean, there's been other tablet controllers that have done that.
Okay. Now, because I'm looking at it, just taking a look at how this would actually work. Now, how far are you into this now? I mean, I would assume you got everything. Do you have a working prototype?
I have a prototype that works. It doesn't have the actual trigger activated yet because I don't have any software that would work with it or anything like that. You need to kind of, like I said, partner with a manufacturer of software. But I do have a working prototype. So I built my own very crude prototype out of a toy gun and something I bought at the Apple store. And then I kind of tried it out, and I thought it really worked well. I let other people play with it. So then once I kind of got some buy-in from some people who I respected their opinion, I went out and I hired a industrial designer, a professional industrial designer, to draw up a 3D model or like a CAD drawing of the actual device. And then I went and I had 3D prints made whenever I need one as a prototype. That's kind of where I'm at now.
All right. So here's what I want you to do. I want to hear your pitch, and I might have a couple questions for you afterwards. But
okay.
We're going to give you 60 seconds to pitch it. What we want you to do now is, as you're listening to the show, if you like Rich's invention and you like his pitch, then give him a thumbs up. And you can do that several ways. You can go to our website, mycoolinventions.com. You can vote by clicking on the vote tab, and it'll take you right there. And you can actually even watch the vote happening live. Or you can actually use your smartphone. You can text to the number 22333. That's 22333. And in your text, you would put thumbs up, one word, or thumbs down, depending on how you feel. So, Rich, are you ready?
I'm ready, sir.
All right, let's do this.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Thanks for this opportunity, gentlemen. In 2015, the number of tablet users will surpass 1 billion. Are you ready for the next big thing in tablet gaming, ergonomics, and safety? Say hello to the new Pistol Grip 360 for tablets. It's a tablet holder designed to be more comfortable and safe, allowing you to avoid strain while using it for an extended amount of time. The pistol-style grip also provides an unmatched gaming experience, perfect for first-person shooters and simulators, requiring perfect tilt control and trigger input. Please visit mycoolinventionsradio.com and vote for the Pistol Grip 360. Please also visit pistolgrip360.com for more information. Thank you very much. Please also visit mycoolinventionsradio.com and vote for the Pistol Grip 360, or you can visit pistolgrip360.com.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
All right. Okay. Yeah, you know, you started out really great, Rich.
Thanks. I think I talked a little faster than I rehearsed.
Yeah, you probably were. That's what I would expect. And that happens once you get on a bigger scale with a bigger audience. I, I like this idea. I think I would like to maybe have heard a little bit more of how I can use it, right? I mean, some more. Give me some more people that would use it. You're a doctor. You're a nurse. Give me an example. Give me, you're in construction. You're carrying around your tablet. You've got the plans, and but you can't always carry it that way. It's not easy to do when you're climbing a scaffold. You know, things like that, so that both Doug and myself and those listening today could actually envision in their mind, right? They can see themselves using this. That's what I would do a little differently. I would try to really build that up in their mind, so that by the time you get to, you know, what your solution and what it is, then I'm going, okay, cool. I like that. I like the way that that idea, and then I'll try to find out more about it, right?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's going to be where a lot of these people that will either invest or try to help you with manufacturing or whatever they can do for you, they've really got to, you know, feel that personal. Touch. They've got in their mind's eye, they have to see themselves using it. And
right.
That's what I would do to make sure that, you know, when you do get a chance, and you do get a chance to be in front of somebody, that your biggest thing is you're going to plant in that 1 minute how they could be using it.
I
think that would definitely help you a lot.
Yeah.
What do you think, Doug?
Yep, I know. I think that's there's a little more preparation that's necessary. I think it's a little there's a bit of we're not far enough down the pike. That's what I thought as I listened to him earlier on explaining where he is going with this. I think maybe ultimately it's going to have a place, but maybe a little early. Anyway, if you're interested in supporting this idea, text thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333 now, or you call 888-877-0490, or you can vote at mycoolinventions.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes. May not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free, comes with your first order, and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed, or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Log on to mycoolinventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Acos the Solutionist. Submit your product to mycoolinventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Don't miss out on big savings for a memorable Easter feast. Pick up a flavorful boneless carving ham for just $3.28 per pound or less. Plus, add a side of delicious green beans with oranges and herb butter for just $3.98 per pound. Top off with 35-count cluster-baked dinner rolls for just $4.98. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Going down to the wire. The deadline approaches as talks continue to reach a deal. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Zero Hour is closing in fast as nuclear talks between Iran and six world powers continue with a crucial deadline looming. That deadline is tomorrow. The U.S., one of several nations seeking to limit Iran's nuclear development program in exchange for easing sanctions. The six nations want to see more than a 10-year suspension of Iran's program in hopes of keeping the country from developing a nuclear weapon. While Iran has agreed to some issues, there are still major hurdles keeping both sides from reaching an accord. On Capitol Hill, congressional Republicans have been highly critical of the talks and getting their own legislation ready should negotiations fall apart. House Speaker John Boehner on CNN's State of the Union said Iran can expect a new batch of sanctions if a deal isn't reached.
They would have never come to the table. And frankly, we should have kept the sanctions in place so that we could have gotten to a real agreement. And the sanctions are going to come, and they're going to come quick.
Details of a nuclear deal are still being hammered out, but many expect them to include removing some trade restrictions. Critics fear that could make it easier for Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Last Friday, stocks ended a four-day losing streak with some modest gains. The Dow was up 34 points, closing the week at 17,712. NASDAQ gained 27 points. S&P rose 4. The prosecution in the Boston Marathon bombing trial could wrap up its case as early as today. The defense team for Joe Hartsanyev is expected to start its case this week. The defense trying to spare Tsarnaev the death penalty by proving that Tsarnaev was deeply influenced by his radicalized older brother. Tsarnaev accused in the 2013 Boston Marathon bombings that killed 3 people and injured more than 260 others. Computers are back online for JetBlue. Earlier today, there was a glitch forcing crews to check in passengers by hand, causing long lines across the nation. JetBlue says the problem has been resolved, but they say passengers should expect long lines and delays to linger for a while. Business at the box office over the weekend.
What? The bubble guns! Or I will mess with this gravity thingy.
The family-friendly animated movie Home, a clear winner at the box office, bringing in $54 million in its debut weekend. Closing notes, we begin with the Final Four, which is now all set. Did your bracket survive? That's the sound one of my brackets made when Kentucky beat Notre Dame over the weekend. Fighting Irish came close, but the unbeaten Wildcats made it to the Final Four. Two other top seeds advanced as well, Wisconsin and Duke. 7-seed Michigan State is also in the Final Four. It'll be Kentucky against Wisconsin in one national semifinal this Saturday, Duke and Michigan State in the other. The winners to meet in the national title game 1 week from tonight. And finally, the spectacle known as WrestleMania. First one was held 30 years ago. 1985, WrestleMania 31 was held yesterday at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California, in front of more than 70,000 fans and many more watching on pay-per-view and the WWE Network. Here's how Hall of Fame wrestling manager Jimmy Hart describes WrestleMania.
This is our Super Bowl. This is our World Series.
In other words, it's big. Pro wrestling star Ryback agrees.
WrestleMania is the one day a year that we get to, it's everything that we work for in the year.
Ryback was in one of the matches yesterday. The main event featured the champ Brock Lesnar against Roman Reigns. No idea who won any of the matches. I'm sure you can find the results elsewhere if you need to know. Truthfully, I loved pro wrestling before it mushroomed into a pop culture phenomenon. Killer Kowalski, George the Animal Steel, Ivan Putski, Haystacks Calhoun. Those were the days. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online and 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.